More uncertainty today in the House of Representatives. Members tonight are to vote on the rules that run the House. But with a tiny majority for Republicans, who knows if the new rules changes will pass? What does it all mean for a functioning Congress? And more to the point, for Americans who rely on a federal government that works. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh. Hey, Deirdre.
Hey, Scott.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy had to give up things to get the votes for Speaker. Some of those things are changes to how the House is governed, that is, the rules. What are the big changes in this rules package that House members are going to vote on today?
Right. These are really focused on how the chamber operates. And Republicans are trying to bring more transparency and give more of their members an ability to shape legislation. They're saying that every member gets 72 hours to read bills before they come up for a vote, that the House will vote separately on each of the 12 spending bills, that there will be floor votes on amendments to bills. The rules changes also include this one provision that essentially gives any single lawmaker the ability to oust the Speaker. So that's the one that's really going to hang over Kevin McCarthy's head as Speaker. Remember, he only has a 4-seat majority. So every vote could be kind of a nail biter.
Yeah, well, it seems to give these right-wing Republicans a lot of leverage over Kevin McCarthy then. I mean, that's the upshot, yeah?
It certainly does, but again, there could be some more mainstream Republicans who don't like the ideas that some of those on the far right are proposing. So essentially sort of any 5 House Republicans could push back.
These new rules have to be approved by vote. Is it sure to pass or do we not know?
It could run into some problems tonight. You know, speaking of some of these mainstream Republicans, a couple yesterday on the Sunday shows raised concerns. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas said on CBS he's going to vote no because he has concerns about the kinds of cuts to the Defense Department that are coming as part of a separate agreement that McCarthy cut on spending. Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, actually supports the rules package, but she's worried about the sort of separate deals, handshake deals that McCarthy made with some of those 20 hardliners for things like seats on committees.
Mm. Well, let's talk about some of these changes on the spending side. The Speaker promised not to increase the federal debt limit unless Congress approves spending cuts to make it happen and to balance the federal budget in a decade. What leverage does this give hardline Republicans in budget fights in the House?
A lot. I mean, this is going to be where the real fight comes this spring and this fall. You know, we're expecting the country to hit the debt limit sometime in the middle of the year. And under this separate deal that isn't in writing and is not going to be part of the rules, but is part of a deal that McCarthy made with some of the members who were voting against him, is that he would not allow an increase in the debt limit unless there were spending cuts alongside of it. That is a big deal. I mean, we're living in divided government now. There is a Senate controlled by Democrats and a Democrat in the White House, right? So that's sort of, you can see a big confrontation coming over that spending, that debt limit in the spring. I mean, I covered the last big standoff on this issue in 2011 when we had divided mm-hmm. government then. It was a Republican House and President Obama, and it was the first time we had a downgrade in the nation's credit rating. And the financial markets could get really, shooken up about this kind of confrontation. You know, the budget deal to balance the budget within 10 years isn't a binding thing. It doesn't pass as law. But any kind of budget deal sets overall spending levels, and that will mean in the spending bills that follow in the fall, you could see major cuts proposed across the federal government.
Well, we have another looming confrontation coming up. The House wants to undo some of the funding passed into law last year when Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act. That'll likely go nowhere in a Senate controlled by the Democrats. How do I put this? Will we see a Congress that moves even more slowly than before?
We will. I mean, I think this session of Congress is going to be a lot of messaging bills passed by the House Republicans, if they can get them through, right? We saw all the divided divisions inside their conference last week. So, it's sort of unclear to me whether they can even get their own messaging bills through that will be dead on arrival in a Democratic Senate. The House is going to focus much of its attention on investigations. They campaigned on this idea that they were going to investigate the Biden administration on a host of issues. Mm-hmm. Another one of these deals that was cut with the hardliners was to create a subcommittee that focuses on what hardline Republicans say is the weaponization of the federal government. That, I think, is going to be a big focus for House Republicans and conservatives. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a lot of misinformation and back and forth with both parties about whether or not that's a good use of their time.
Very quickly, Deirdre, Americans listening, many of them rely on a functioning government for, say, Social Security checks. What does all this mean for them?
I mean, we've had divided government in the past, and I think people who rely on the federal government for services will still see those checks coming. I think they will still see the basic governing go on. I think it'll look really messy from Washington. Mm. I do think there's going to be big debates about the future of those programs, though.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, thank you as always.
Thank you.